Well, welcome to January. We're going to get wintry weather, and often there's not so much to look forward to in January, but we've always got the Eagles. Joining us is Corey Jobe, and he is the president and CEO of Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau. The Eagles are always a spectacular welcome in January and February.
They are. You know, people travel to the Great River Road, obviously in the summer and the fall, to see the fall foliage and the colors of the trees. But, you know, January and February gives us a chance to celebrate, you know, the bald eagle. And now it's America's national bird, finally. And so it gives us an opportunity to get visitors out of the house who may be cooped up from the long holiday season, and get out and visit some activities and things to do, and of course bird watch here along the Mississippi River.
I'm glad you mentioned that the bald eagle is now officially our national bird, because I, along with millions of other Americans, just assumed that it was. I'm sure you hear that a lot in Alton in January.
Yes. Oh, yes, we do. We do. And, you know, here along the Mississippi River, you know, we partner with various organizations and other sites and attractions like the Audubon Center over in West Alton, the National Great Rivers Museum at the Lock and Dam, and Pier Marquette State Park. But, you know, right through the Mississippi River here is the annually, there's over 300 different species of birds that fly through the Mississippi River Water Trail area. And so in the winter months, we have several different birds that fly through and winter here with us. But obviously the bald eagle is the one that everybody wants to see. And so again, we have a lot of activities planned in January and in February. It's kind of our shoulder season here. Like I said earlier, most people think of us as a summer and fall destination, but the wintering birds help local restaurants and some of our hotel partners keep the lights on and people moving through during what's typically a slower season in travel for us.
Well, I want to get to what the economic impact mm-hmm. of the Eagles are, but before we get away from it, we bury the lead. Today's the day. the annual Alton Eagle Ice Festival kicks off today. So talk a little bit about what people can do and enjoy today in Alton and around the area.
So today from 10 to 2, we host an Eagle Ice Festival. We partner with Flock Food Truck Park. It's an outdoor and indoor food truck park here in Alton. And you'll be able to meet a live eagle. We partner with Wild Bird Sanctuary, and we will be having an eagle here that you can visit and ask questions to the handler. That'll take place all day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We also have live ice carvers who will be, they've got some pre-carves that of some iconic symbols from the area, but then they'll also be hosting a live carving demonstration. That always gets a lot of attraction and attention, not only from the kids, but from adults as well. We'll have food truck vendors. We'll have coffee roasters. We'll be selling eagle watching merchandise. We'll have live music, face painting for the kids, and then also you can purchase some s'mores kits, and we have these big fire drums that you can sit around and relax and enjoy, and the weather is still good today. So the winter blast will hit us tomorrow, but it's nice, and we just want everybody to come out and enjoy.
And for people who've never been to the Audubon Center at Riverlands, mm-hmm. that is such a beautiful place.
Well, it is. And the Audubon Center at Riverlands, they will be hosting activities from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They've got a lot of different outdoor activities. There's also, they'll be hosting Eagle Saturdays throughout the month of January. And they also have a live Eagle meet and greet, too. So, again, the Audubon Center, the National Great Rivers Museum, is hosting a nest watch station, and they'll have spotting scopes all set up, and you can view some resident eagles' nests that are right here along the Great River Road.
All right, back to the economic impact, because as you mentioned, yes, people do come from all over the country and all over the region to get their eyes on bald eagles, which when you do see them, they are so huge, you can't not just go, wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. And they're right there. What is the economic impact for the Alton region?
Well, you know, one way we measure it, we also, you know, Pier Marquette State Park up in Grafton hosts various eagle watching tours and hikes. And like I said, the Audubon Center at West Alton has activities in January and February. We also host a eagle shuttle tour. It's a guided eagle shuttle tour that starts today, and it's every Saturday in January and February. And there's two chances. It's a 90-minute tour. Starts at 11 a.m. and then again at 1 p.m. And it starts and stops at the Alton Visitor Center here in downtown Alton. And that's a great way for us to understand what's happening. Those shuttle tours always sell out. But it, you know, typically in a normal season, our hotel occupancy rates from May to November hover in the 70% range, which is fantastic. And in the winter months, they fall off. But usually in January and February, we get, you know, we're up 50 to 60% hotel occupancy in the area. And we find that to be a lot of times people are engaging with content on our website to plan trips. We also know from our research that, you know, people from Chicago, St. Louis, Indiana, Paducah, Kentucky are traveling to our region. And so, again, this is a way we try to highlight the wintering birds and the American bald eagle as a way for people to maybe get out of the house and take a road trip and spend the night and enjoy, you know, our local restaurants have specials. Old Bakery Beer here in Alton has a eagle beer that they announced last week, and they've brewed it and have specials around that. And again, it's you know, it's after the holidays, and maybe you need to get out and stretch your legs and hike. And we've also got a passport that if you go and download on your iPhone or other apps, we have an eagle passport where you can go out to 12 different locations and explore on your own and create your own itinerary.
Fantastic. And offhand, is there kind of a guesstimate of how many eagles might be in the region on average each season? Or I guess it depends on the weather.
It does depend on the weather a bit. Obviously, the colder up north it gets, the further they'll fly south here into the warmer climate. And even though we're getting into cold weather right now, it's still warmer here than up north. Some experts tell us anywhere from 75 to 100 plus. It just depends. You know, around the Illinois River, in the Hardin area, we see quite a few, obviously at Pier Marquette State Park in Grafton. And then if you just drive up the river road, I was driving it this morning, and I could see amateur photographers pulled into some areas with their big scopes, and you can see that people are already in the region looking at eagles.
Well, that is great news, and it kicks off today officially. You're invited to enjoy the Alton Eagle Ice Festival, and to get all the information, all you need to do is go to riversandroutes.com. Corey Jobe is the president and CEO of the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau. Thanks so much for the time, and have a great eagle season.
Debbie, thank you so much. Happy 2025.